Prime Minister Tony Abbott this morning has renewed calls for the data retention laws, this time demanding that Parliament pass the legislation by mid-March. The Wire's Jo Lim speaks with Green Senator Scott Ludlam on the bill and asks why the government is so eager to get it passed so quickly.
I think it's strange and immensely cynical for the Prime Minister to do what he's done. He's effectively asking Australians to sacrifice their privacy so that he can save his Prime Ministership. It's disgusting. A private letter to Bill Shorten demanding that the Labor Party not stand in the way of a mass surveillance regime across all Australians, then dropping that private letter to the Australian newspaper and calling a press conference is remarkable when you consider that what he's demanding is that the Parliament shotgun this bill through potentially before some of the committees have even reported on it.
So why do you think the government is rushing through the data retention bill?
You'd have to ask the government as to their true motivations. You'll have seen the Prime Minister's comments at his press conference. They don't know how much it's going to cost. They don't know the final data set that they're going to be demanding telephone service providers and internet service providers should capture. They can't actually show any evidence as of this Monday as to where these regimes have helped solve crime anywhere else in the world. So it's remarkably cynical.
And you have just said before that he's actually looking to seek that kind of support from Bill Shorten, the Labor leader. So what are your concerns if those party politics are at play here?
Well, unfortunately, party politics are in play. We need the Labor Party to stand up and actually be a critical opposition on this one and not simply roll because the Prime Minister tried to bully them. All we're asking of the Labor Party is to just do its job as an opposition party. Critique the bill, which they've been doing in the Joint Committee, and don't simply take the Australian government or the Attorney General's department's word for it. The necessity and the urgency of the case simply hasn't been made.
You know, if the Prime Minister, he has actually said this, that he wants the bill legislated by mid-March, that's less than 8 sitting days for the Parliament to consider any details. Is that time enough?
It's definitely not enough time to debate a bill like this, and it also quite brazenly assumes that the Senate Standing Committee and the Parliamentary Joint Committee that's investigating the bill will unanimously find that this is a great idea. The Parliament's committees are set up to critique bills and improve them, so it's not okay for the Prime Minister, for the sake of his own political skin, to be demanding that parliamentary committees find one way or another. There are hearings that have been ongoing for months into this bill, and that should be allowed to run its course.
So what are the risks if we started rushing through all the debate and the details of this bill?
Well, what's at stake here is effectively the private data of all Australians from any age at all in which people start interacting with electronic devices being effectively scraped and stored for later surveillance and data mining by government. Anybody who's been paying attention to the revelations of Edward Snowden in 2013 that show how sophisticated data matching techniques are for taking the material of ordinary people and rolling incredibly intrusive mapping techniques across them.
This morning, Tony Abbott also pointed to the Sydney siege and Paris attacks as a need to pass these metadata laws. Do you think those reasons are justified for the protection of the general public?
I don't think they're justified at all. In fact, really, the converse is true. Of the various atrocities that the Prime Minister mentioned this morning, including the one here in Sydney, Paris, and a couple of other examples that he mentioned, the perpetrators were already known to authorities. If those people who later turned out to be perpetrators were already known to authorities, then what would an indiscriminate data retention regime have added to the picture? That's why I think most people who are following this debate would agree that targeted and discriminate surveillance is entirely appropriate if you're chasing corruption, organised crime or terrorism, but the case isn't therefore made for mass indiscriminate surveillance of everybody else.
Green Senator Scott Ludlam speaking to The Wire's Jo Lim.